يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Believers, when the call for prayer is made on Friday, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and give up all trading. That is better for you, if you only knew. Hasten to the remembrance of Allah and give up all trading.
The word remembrance here signifies the Friday sermon. This is because the first thing to which the Prophet, peace be upon him, paid attention after the adhan, call to prayer, was not prayer itself, but the Friday sermon which always preceded the Friday prayer. Furthermore, the words hasten to the remembrance of Allah mean that one should proceed to the Friday sermon with a sense of urgency and importance, and not that one should literally run to it. The directive to give up all trading means that after the call to Friday prayer has been made, one should not only give up trading, but also concern oneself solely with the Friday service and shun every other occupation. It is also pertinent to mention that Muslim jurists are agreed that every kind of business transaction after the call to Friday prayer is forbidden. It is also pertinent to note that according to a hadith, children, women, slaves, sick people, and travelers are exempt from the obligation to perform Friday prayer.
فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
But when the prayer is ended, disperse in the land and seek Allah's bounty, and remember Allah much so that you may prosper. But when the prayer is ended, disperse in the land and seek Allah's bounty.
This does not mean that everybody is obligated to disperse in the land and engage in seeking their livelihood after the Friday prayer is over. What is meant is that people may disperse in the land and proceed with their economic activities. It is important to bear in mind the context in which these words occur. The words, disperse in the land and seek Allah's bounty, follow the directive to stop all business activities after the call to the Friday prayer is made. Therefore, when the prayer is over, it is natural that believers be told that they may proceed with whatever economic activities they wish to. This is similar to what was said in the Quran on another occasion. People were ordered not to engage in hunting when they were in the state of Ihram. But once they had completed the obligatory requirements of pilgrimage, then hunt. Al-Ma'idah 5:2. This does not mean at all that it was obligatory for such people to hunt. Rather, what is meant is that the restrictions on hunting were now terminated, and so they may hunt if they so wanted. Those who argue on the basis of this verse that there is no holiday on Friday in Islam, however, put forward a flawed argument. For if the Muslims have to have a weekly holiday, it should obviously be on Friday, in the same manner the Jews have it on Saturday and the Christians on Sunday.
And remember Allah much so that you may prosper.
We have translated this verse as follows. So that you may prosper. If we take the Arabic word
لعل
used in the verse, literally, we would have translated it as perhaps you will prosper. Our present translation, however, is appropriate because here the word
لَعَلَّ
is not used to indicate any doubt. In order to comprehend the true purport of
لَعَلَّ,
literally perhaps, it should be borne in mind that the statement here is analogous to a royal declaration and is couched in terms befitting royalty. The statement is like a boss saying to his subordinates, "Carry out this duty well, and perhaps you will be promoted." The tenor of the address subtly implies a promise in expectation of which subordinates will perform their tasks with full devotion.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا قُلْ مَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
Yet no sooner than they saw some trading or amusement, they flocked to it and left you standing by yourself. Tell them, that which is with Allah is far better than amusement and trading. Allah is the best provider of sustenance. Yet no sooner than they saw some trading or amusement, they flocked to it and left you standing by yourself.
This refers to an incident that took place in the early Medinan period of the Prophet's life. A trading caravan had arrived in Medina from Syria exactly at the time of Friday prayer, and its arrival was announced by the beating of drums. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was then delivering his Friday sermon. The sound of the drums made people impatient, with the result that all but 12 persons left the mosque and headed for the caravan.
Tell them, that which is with Allah is far better than amusement and trading.
These words indicate a kind of lapse on the part of the companions. Had the underlying cause of this lapse been their weakness of faith or their willful preference for worldly benefits over the hereafter, God's reproach would have been couched in much sterner terms. But what caused the incident was the fact that the Muslims had not yet received any extensive training to live according to Islamic principles. In view of this, the rules pertaining to the Friday prayer were enunciated much in the manner a teacher would do. This was followed by expressing disapproval of the companions' actions, after which it was declared that the reward they would receive by listening to the Friday sermon and offering the Friday prayer would be far greater than anything they could gain from engaging in business and recreation.
Allah is the best provider of sustenance.
God is a much better provider of sustenance than all those who are ostensibly a means to provide sustenance to God's creatures.